In this bulletin, enforcement of a mandatory mask rule in Greater Sydney begins, the United Kingdom may impose stricter lockdowns, and in cricket, the fourth test set to go ahead at the Gabba. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. From today, all Greater Sydney residents will be required to wear a mask or risk a $200 fine amid growing clusters across the state. Masks are now mandatory in shopping centres, on public transport, in places of worship, hair and beauty premises, and entertainment venues such as cinemas. All hospitality staff are also required to wear one. Acting New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says residents must comply.
There is a $200 fine for an individual who fails to comply with the health order in terms of the wearing of a mask. However, that will be a last resort. We will use a very common sense approach to our policing and discretion where it's appropriate. The key focus for now is ensuring compliance.
Across Victoria and New South Wales, thousands are self-isolating after contact tracing identified them as potentially infected by coronavirus. A bottle shop in suburban Barella, west of Sydney, is causing anxiety for authorities after it was named as an exposure site for 10 days over the Christmas period. Anyone who visited the store between December 22nd and New Year's Eve has been ordered to isolate while health officials try to ensure the spread is contained. In Victoria, more than 2,500 contacts of those infected by the Black Rock cluster in Bayside, Melbourne, are quarantining to avoid a major spread of COVID-19. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has applauded authorities in the two states for their quick response and contact tracing.
Although the times are challenging, when we look around the world and then we look at the extraordinary results that show significant containment both within Victoria and New South Wales, there is significant cause for hope in Australia.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the United Kingdom of more lockdown restrictions in days to come as the new COVID-19 variant puts pressure on the country's health system. The UK government also insists parents should send children to school, but teachers' unions are calling for a switch to remote learning. Mr. Johnson says he's not opposed to tougher lockdown measures.
It may be that we need to do things in the next few weeks that will be tougher in many parts of the country. I'm fully reconciled to that.
Thousands of mourners have gathered on the highway that leads to Baghdad Airport on the one-year anniversary of the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. The head of an elite overseas unit of Iran's Revolutionary Guards was killed in a US drone strike along with Iraqi militia leader Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes. This mourner says those responsible for the deaths should face consequences.
Our participation today is to mark and to condemn what the American Zionist enemy did when they targeted the leaders of victory, who because of them and their bloods, our land was freed. And through this channel, we ask the Iraqi government to take a strong position to demand the punishment of people who killed these victorious leaders.
A British court will today rule on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States for publishing sensitive US military and government information. The WikiLeaks founder is currently in a maximum security prison, accused of leaking documents containing sensitive information about the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Australian citizen was arrested in 2019 from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was granted asylum in 2012. And to sporting cricket, Thursday's international test match is set to be played at the Gabba as Indian players no longer need to quarantine on arrival. The Indian team early received an exemption to travel from Sydney to Brisbane, but the requirement for players to quarantine in their hotel rooms, apart from training and playing, was met with reluctance. It comes as five Indian players are placed in isolation for allegedly breaching Cricket Australia's protocols by dining at a restaurant in Melbourne. The final and deciding test is scheduled for January the 15th. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 35, Adelaide, cloudy 24, Melbourne, shower 2, 21, much the same in Hobart, 22, Canberra, showers, possible storm, 26, similar conditions in Wollongong, also 26, much the same in Sydney, 29, Newcastle, showers, possible storm, 29, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30, Cairns, showers, possible heavy falls, 30. Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34. This is SBS News.